I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, finally, the Oscars are in sight Sunday night.
Yeah, and it's the only people who are sad are the advertisers, the people who have booked all of the millions of dollars of four-year consideration spots. My newspaper, your newspaper, a lot of TV stations. I think this has been probably the most expensive Oscar race in certainly my memory, if not all time.
Yeah, there have been the current issue of The Hollywood Reporter is fat indeed, including some of those ads. However, while the studios spend to place those ads, this has also been a banner year for the amount of money the films are grossing that are in contention this year.
Yeah, there's no, outsized outlier like Avatar or Inception. But this year, and obviously you're dealing with an expanded field of nine nominees, there are six movies. And if Zero Dark Thirty continues to do well at the box office, seven movies among the Best Picture race that have grossed $100 million or more, compared to last year where only one, The Help, passed that milestone. So these movies are incredibly popular. I think the caveat is no real super blockbuster, and they're incredibly popular mostly with older moviegoers.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some surprise hits. I don't think anybody expected Life of Pi to do as well as it has, over 500 million worldwide, 560, I think, is the number. And Lincoln has done very well also, passing a couple hundred million dollars. So these are surprises and hopefully will encourage the studios to take on more interesting subject matter. But what do you think, John? Will it help the ratings of the Oscar show?
I think that's the big question. And I think there's two issues on either side of that. One is the Oscars brought in Seth MacFarlane, who has Ted and Family Guy. Theoretically, he's known to younger moviegoers. But if you start looking at the show itself, you have Barbara Streisand, you have a salute to the 50th anniversary of James Bond, you have a lot of Broadway musical numbers. That is not what younger moviegoers want. At the same time, you have a close horse race, I think, between Argo and Lincoln. But if you look closely at the median age of the Oscar audience, and we have, it's almost as old as the Oscar voters themselves. It's over 50, and it's never been older than it has been in recent years. So they can try to change the show, mix it up, but I think the Oscars themselves are always going to appeal to a much older audience than drives a lot of advertising on network TV.
Well, I would argue that 50 is, the new 20, but putting that aside, there's a question of length of the show, which was worrying. I mean, I think you better clear out your DVR if you're planning to tape and skip ahead, as I think some people must do, because this thing weighs in very long. They're even talking about a closing number, a song number. I sort of feel like by the time they announce Best Picture, everybody's dying to get out of there, and do they really want to sit and listen to a duet?
No, the president of the Academy, Hawk Koch, has said that rather than being an award show that's entertaining, he wants to have an entertaining show that hands out awards. I agree, the running time on paper, it looks like it's going to be an epic show about as long as Lincoln and Django Unchained put together.
Although that could be kind of a compelling double feature. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.